Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go any place we can to take you places other talk shows can't take you to. In other words, our show's entertaining. It's kind of a slam, you know, but in any event...
Well, yeah, our shows are informative.
Well, yes. I forgot. We've got so many marvelously informative talk shows, don't we? In any event, this hour, we're going to have David G. Hall with us. My understanding is Ms. Deauville called.
Yeah, Karen Deauville, she called up David Hall and want to know about, you know.
Right. Well, the subject, folks, is going to be, and, you know, I'll be very honest with you. You're going to have a look inside the producing decision-making around a talk show. The subject is going to be the propriety and appropriateness of certain material. It's coming up here in just a moment. 877-876-PHIL is the number, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. A backstage pass will get you access to thousands of hours of archive material, as well as our daily video cast, as well as our show logs, as well as our comment section, as well as all the other audio and video media that we have available to you, as well as some animated clips. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. The other thing I want to mention is that our podcast, if you are not a subscriber to our show, you can listen to the free Phil Hendry podcast and check it out. Check out what is up with that, and we have a new one. And in the new podcast, we feature our pre-show rant.
Yeah, but you're talking about what?
This just it's part of our pre-show video rant that we took the audio from and put it up as just a very quick podcast, so you can get a kind of a feel for that. And we also post those. 877-876-7445 is our number. So we're going to bring on the line first off Karen Deauville, who's a listener of ours. Ms. Deauville is a listener in Baltimore, Maryland, I think. Karen, how are you this evening?
Oh, Phil.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, all right. Phil, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. We didn't know whether to call you or... We just love your program. And I spoke with you last week, and I talked with Bud Dickman, and we love... Oh, we get a kick out of your program. Now, my brother Jerry is here. And I know you've talked to him and my husband, Herb.
All right. And I'm going to have David G. Hall on because... did you speak to him?
Yes, I did. He is a wonderful... He's a great guy. And I asked him, Phil, because there's a lot of us. We're seniors, okay? Which doesn't mean that I'm, I'm a senior, but it doesn't mean I'm an old folk. Okay.
Okay.
But we were calling to find out about this man.
Now, what man is that?
Well, we were calling to find out because I'm going to tell him, Herb. We were calling to find out.
Don't tell him about it.
We were calling to find. I'm going to tell him right now, Herb. We were calling to find. I'll tell you something, Phil. If ever there was anyone we could talk to about this, we think it's you and, of course, Mr. Hall. We were calling to find out about. It got really quiet there, didn't it?
No, we're waiting for you to say what you want to say.
All right. We were calling to find out about this man in Colorado. And
What do you want to know about the man in Colorado?
Well, there's a lot of things we want to know, but you haven't talked about it. And I talked to your Mr. Hall, and he is a wonderful guy. He's not as wonderful as you, I don't think, but I'm biased. And he said, well, you know that's up to the man who hosts the show. And
all right, is David there?
And I said, well, we just want to talk about this, Phil. It's a very... We have a lot of seniors here, and we do have a day room that we go to in the community that we live in, and we watch television, and we watch a lot of news television. And we were wondering when we were going to see this.
All right, is David on the line?
Yes.
David G. Hall is the vice president of our operation here at Syndication. He's on the line with us here from Pasadena tonight. David, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Phil.
Tell me what the lady is. What did she talk to you about?
Well, I talked to you, Karen. How are you, Miss Deauville? How are you doing?
David, I'm fine. And I told Phil that you were a real gentleman. We were so happy to talk.
My pleasure. I talked to the lady today, and she said she wanted to know, because there's a lot of senior citizens where she lives, and much of what they do during the daytime is they watch the news on television.
Okay.
And in watching the news on television, they form opinions and they have a discussion group and so on. You can well imagine that it is something of great interest to these folks, and they were wondering when you were going to be on the radio talking about, taking phone calls and having opinions about this thing in Colorado. And
what did you tell her?
Well, he told me, Phil, can I say?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
He told me, Phil, that it's really up to you. And I said, okay.
So I asked her to call you, and I wanted to be here to make sure that you are answering her questions, if there was something you couldn't answer.
Well, there's something I couldn't answer.
Yeah, then I would answer it.
Phil, and I want to say, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, go on.
I want to apologize. I am sorry. I didn't mean to interfere.
No, you're not interfering. We often deal with things this way, Karen. You know.
Well, I just feel I don't want to cause a problem.
Ma'am, you're not causing a problem at all. This is David G. Hall. You're not causing a problem at all.
All right. Let me say this. I will tell you this. When it comes to a very delicate situation, a very traumatic situation.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead.
You know, I want you both to know that. And I want all of the listeners on the Phil Henry Show, of which we are three and we love the show, I want everyone to know that we are very, very devastated. And we really are, Phil. And I told everyone here, we got to listen to Phil Henry.
All right, I understand. And I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, Phil.
It's okay. I want to say...
Did you say everything you wanted to say, ma'am?
Yes, I did, David. Thank you. You're very kind. You're very sweet. Yes, I did.
All right, let me just continue on, if I could.
All right.
It was a horrible thing. It was...
It was terrible.
Yeah, and let me just finish here, Karen. It was a horrible thing. It is certainly not something that I'm going to open up for discussion. As freewheeling as talk radio is, the conversation can often become extremely insensitive. It can often veer off into topics that have nothing to do with it. There are people that want to make political hay out of things, and I just don't think the time was right for it. Now, I've got the phone call from you and from David.
She's asking me what I think, and I said it's your call.
But you also know that you have very strong feelings about this.
I don't have. Look, Karen,
I think it's wonderful that Phil defers to you. And I, you know, Herb, I'm sorry, David, just one minute. Herb, this is the way to handle employees.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
This is the way to handle employees. And
I'm not his employee.
No, ma'am, we're more business partners, but thank you very much. I will leave this up to Phil.
Well, let me say this. Karen, you have a group of senior citizens who get together and they want to talk about the news, and they want to talk about news events.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know something? We, you know, a lot of them, I'm not one of them, but a lot of them have physical infirmities. You know?
No, I understand.
And this is all they have. And
Karen, this is David Hall. Let's go finish. Because you got a break coming up, right?
Yeah, we're going to stick around, Karen. My instinct would be to, first of all, I'd need to check it out. If I really knew that people wanted to talk about this, I would check it with David because he is my partner. And
all right, you checked it with me, and would it matter what I thought?
It would matter what you thought.
All right, well, I'm going to have to say it's your call because you're the on-air talent.
All right, well, okay, then suppose I said yes, because Karen has called, and a lot of people, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, it would be your call. I would say that I would be, very disappointed.
Oh, you would be?
A little bit. Because you're on the line right now, it's very difficult for me to answer this question.
All right, let me take a break. Why is it difficult?
I don't want Karen to be shocked by some of the decisions that we talk about behind closed doors.
Well, I don't want to interfere. I just was wondering...
All right, hold on, everybody. 877-876-PHIL. Is it time to talk about Colorado? My personal feeling is... I guess I don't know.
Well, see, that's why I got David G. Hall on to be able to tell you all about it.
Yeah, then he can give you guidance.
Yeah, okay, but then I just said okay, and then he'd say he'd be disappointed. See, all right, 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. Welcome. 877-876-7445 is our number. We are broadcasting from the El Pacifico tonight and every night. And when I say the El Pacifico, a guy had called last night and said, Phil, the El Pacifico means the El Pacifico.
No, Phil, can I interrupt?
Go ahead.
Jerry, you were saying, my brother Jerry, I'm sorry, Phil. Jerry, did me, sir?
Yeah, Phil,
this is Jerry. Okay, Phil?
All right, but we don't want to get too sidetracked, all right?
Let the lady do what she wants to do, Phil. I mean, these are our customers.
All right.
I'm sorry, Phil. Do you want to do...
No. It's okay.
Jerry, come here.
Yeah, I said my sister, when I heard the El Pacifico, I said, well, that's... The El Pacifico is the... And that I never would ever call on a talk show.
I have the phone call. Okay, good, Jerry. Isn't that cute? And I said to him, oh, my God, Jerry, what a nitpicker you are. Didn't I say that, Jerry?
Yes, you did. She did. My sister's always kept us honest.
Well, that's great. And I think I said to the chap on the phone, nice guy, I said, you know, it's gringo Spanish.
That is hysterical. That's funny. So gringo is like restaurant Spanish.
Well, it's not exactly. It's like it's how a gringo would fracture Spanish, you know. So it's gringo Spanish. And restaurant Spanish, not quite, because restaurant Spanish has got to at least be, it's got to make sense.
That is so cute, Phil. I love, this is why we listen to Phil Hendry. That's why everyone here listens to you. And I'd be quiet because I know that they're in the room. And
are they listening right now?
I don't know. Let me go look and see what the girl's doing.
I can do that.
All right, let me get back to David. You're there?
Yes, Phil, I want to make a point here. And we were talking, for the audience that's listening in, we were talking about the propriety, as this lady, Ms. Deauville, who called me and is now calling your program, of talking about the events in Colorado. Now, this is a very sensitive topic. And I would not want but it's also a very, very important topic. And I would not want to keep the public from being able to discourse about very important issues.
I that is absolutely how I feel about that.
Well, it's a very valid point.
That is absolutely how I feel about it. And, you know, and can I say something? I don't want to be perceived as... You know, telling Phil how to do his show.
No, ma'am, you're not doing that.
No, it's a very, very valid opinion, Karen, and we want to hear that.
So I think that when you look at it objectively, you want to say you don't want to be insensitive, as Phil just very, very, very eloquently said. You know, he's right. You also don't want to limit what we do best in talk radio, and that is facilitate the exchange of ideas. That's what I love so much about talk radio.
I so agree with that. That is absolutely...
That is my feeling about talk radio, to facilitate ideas. And so, Phil, you said that you would be... What was you? I forget. It was...
Well, I said that if that's how you feel, because you are the guy that has to go out and, you know, sell a show.
Well, he has a hard job, too.
It's a very hard job. I would say, all right, let's wade into it, and...
Well, that, Phil, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful, because we want to talk about it.
Yeah, that everybody wanted to.
Well, I would say, well, let's just, wade into it delicately, and that's something you could work with, right, David?
Well, let's hold on. It's still very early. I know that you like to use a lot of humor.
Yeah, well, it's kind of our calling card.
All right, I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with it.
I understand that. I do understand that.
You understand what I'm saying, Karen.
Well, okay, all right. So you now you don't want me to.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm telling you that I'm uncomfortable with it.
I respect that, Phil. I really do.
Oh, Karen, could you hold on for a minute? Let me just talk to David here for a minute.
Of course, of course.
Wait, don't blow the caller off.
No, I'm not doing that. I just want to ask you something. Didn't you just say to me a few minutes ago, you know, talk about it and facilitate it and da-da-da-doo-da-doom-ba-boom, and...
No, I didn't. When you say da-da-da-da-ba-boom-ba-boom, what you're basically saying is I spoke a lot of gibberish and nonsense.
Oh, that is so... Isn't that true? When people say ba-boo-ba-boo and all that, and my husband does that to me, it is. It's telling people you're so full of it. You're full of beans. You're full of beans.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Henry's saying I'm full of beans.
No, I'm not saying you're full of beans, David. I'm sorry. I sort of shorthanded what you were saying. You said that you felt that talk radio, doing what it does best, facilitates the exchange of ideas.
That's such a good observation.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about.
Okay. So I said, all right, let's do it. Let's wade into it gently.
Right, I think that is a huge mistake. I think it's a huge mistake.
Oh, so you think it is a mistake?
Yes, I do. I think that if Mr. Henry talks about this, there are going to be the ramifications with advertisers, with the stations, with listeners.
Okay, all right, but they can't talk about it, Herb.
No, no.
Because of all of the people. And you know, Phil,
Let me finish here, Karen, if I could.
Okay, I'm sorry, David. I'm going to take a lock. Click. Okay, zip it up.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you know.
But I can ask some questions?
Yes, you can ask some questions later on. Let me just finish with Mr. Henry here.
Take a lock. Click.
All right. You there, Phil?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You go on the air tonight and start talking about Aurora, and we're going to have, in figurative terms, a bloodbath on our hands come 7:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. It will be, the blood will be running under the door of my office.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And
what is that supposed to mean?
That's how many people and the money we're going to lose. What are you talking about?
And all right, you could say that. That was a frightening image.
Oh, my God, the image. This man, you are eloquent. You know that?
You do me a favor, ma'am, and just...
I can do that. Yeah, do you want me to be quiet?
Yes, I would like you to be quiet.
Karen, hon, just hold on.
Phil, we love you. I understand.
We understand you, Mr. Henry.
That's okay.
Would you ask these people to... So, what I'm saying is, if you talk about this...
All right, we won't talk about it.
You're not going to talk about it?
No.
Oh, well, that's a little...
How does that feel, Karen?
Well, you know, it's disappointing, but you know something, David? I do not envy the job you guys have to do. I don't. And you have to do a very hard job, and you have to do this job night in and night out, and...
You know, I tell my wife that.
See, my husband agrees. Jerry, you don't agree.
No, I don't agree, because I felt that they owed us the conversation to be had.
And my brother is not very open-minded.
I think I'm open-minded.
But I understand. I understand.
All right, so the lady understands if you don't talk about it, but it's going to be a disappointment.
It's a little bit of a disappointment. Yeah, we got a lot of seniors that want to hear it.
Okay, so yes, it will be a disappointment, but there will come a time and a place when we can talk about it.
Right, but you're disappointed, right?
We're a little bit disappointed, yeah.
All right, so you've got to weigh that, Phil. She's disappointed, and you have to weigh...
Well, I've got to weigh her disappointment against the blood running under the door tomorrow morning if I do talk about it.
The point that I'm making here is that you've got an obligation to your listeners, and if they want to hear you talk about Colorado... Then you got to talk about Colorado. What do you think I'm doing? I'm out there, I'm trying to...
What did you just get done telling me?
Oh, gosh, they're arguing.
Ma'am, your name is Mrs. Deauville?
Yes, Karen Deauville.
Will you shut your mouth?
Don't talk to her like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Will you shut up? She's been talking about...
Don't talk to her like that, David.
No, I've got to
go. What, did she hang up?
Yes, she hung up. There's a listener you just cost me. 877-876-PHIL. world famous Phil Hendry Show.
She hung up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Phil Hendry.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. So on the line with us here is David G. Hall, and you just yelled at that lady that you had been talking to. You had been telling her that she was going to...
Look, at when you say I just yelled, I told the woman if she wouldn't mind, could she shut her mouth so you and I could talk. And
you didn't put it quite like that, David.
I was very clear with her. If she, I don't believe I was impolite.
Shut your mouth is impolite.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said, would you shut your mouth or something like that?
I said, would you shut up? And I think there, if there's one thing that we're all used to hearing, no matter who we are in this world, I don't care if you are a, if excuse me for using this term, but I can't, I don't know what the proper term is, if you're a deaf mute, if
in other words, if you are hearing impaired?
Well, if you're hearing it, what about if you're I don't know what you call mouth impaired, I don't know what it's called.
If you're hearing impaired, that's what, you know, you don't mouth impaired. You have, you could say that you have a speech impairment.
Yeah, there you go. Speech impairment, mouth, not mouth impaired, speech impairment, hearing impairment. Even if you've been hearing impaired and you are, and you have speech, that you have no speech. In your life, someone's told you to shut your mouth. Just shut up because they can't take it anymore.
Well, I doubt seriously if someone with a speech impairment has been told to shut up, unless they're living with or working with or are around completely callous jackballs who just like to insult.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. There's always going to be somebody out there that's going to tell you to shut your hole, even if you can't talk. So that's what I was trying to say. And here's the thing. Here's the point. When you are, in fact, I can tell you, Phil, I had a cousin that had a speech problems, but I would tell him to shut up just because he was sitting there, he was quiet, and I knew that he wanted to say something, you know?
I don't understand the story, David, and I don't think I want to hear it. I wanted to get back to...
you don't want to hear it. I'm talking here, if you don't mind. I was going to illustrate a point that you were taking exception to. And
all right, I believe you. You had a speech-impaired cousin?
Yes, a cousin. That we called him a deaf mute. If he was a speech impaired guy, then that's what he was. And I'm sorry to be insensitive, but he couldn't talk. And so but he'd sit there, and I knew he was going to talk. And I'd say, would you shut up? I knew he was going to talk. And so I would say, shut your hole. And it was the craziest thing. You just knew there was a guy sitting there wanting to talk.
Why would you? You know, David, I'm not interested in the story. It sounds like there's something wrong with you to do something like that.
Wait, whoa. Something wrong with me.
Exactly.
You know what?
Okay. That's fine. That's great.
Yeah, that's even better.
Exactly. That guy is the... I'm telling you, man, and he's my partner? 877-876-7445 is world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we talk here about the sensitivity or insensitivity of talking about the things happening in Colorado and whether or not this is something that we can explore, whether we can discuss it without hurting feelings or having people, and we have Karen back on the line. Karen, I apologize to the bottom of my heart for the way that you were talked to.
You know something, that's okay. Because I think I was a little bit out of line, you know.
No, you were not. You were asking questions and he was very, very rude to you.
We love your program, and we listen to it every night. And I just think that you have the most wonderful mind. You know, I think you've got a great mind. And let me tell you, if I was younger...
Here's your daughter, man.
That's right, Herb. Keep that in mind. If I was younger, oh, my God, I would run away with you. I just love you.
All right, okay. That's very kind of you.
I know. You don't want to hear from an old lady like me. But I really, seriously, Phil, I love your mind. You do a great job.
Okay, but let me just talk to you here.
Yeah, because I want to know. We have... Phil, can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
We have a group of seniors that we get together every day. We watch the television. And we love to discuss the news. And Jerry, you went years ago. My brother's a great guy. He went out and got some root beer for us.
Yeah, they had an ice cream. They had an ice cream social.
An ice cream social?
Yeah, that's right.
So we did have an ice cream social. So anyway, Jerry, he went out and got us some ice cream. And we're wanting to talk about this thing in Colorado. But they're talking about it, but they're not showing things. We really wanted to see some police photos.
Well, we're not going... No. We can't do that. You know, we can't do that.
No, we did. We wanted to see some police photos. We wanted to see it.
No. We can't... You can't have police photos. You can't do that, okay? You can't have that kind of thing. It's not... It's absolutely beyond the pale.
No. Hold on for a minute. Listen to me. We don't want to see the police photos. We want to see the police report and then later the photos.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I mean, we can talk...
You can talk about it on the program.
If we can find a way to talk about it on the show, we can talk about it on the show, but we're not going to have... Obviously, I'm not going to show police photos here on Phil TV.
But you can talk about it.
If I, in consort with other people that I take advice from, we could talk about it.
I know you didn't say yes.
No, hold on. Let me finish here.
I know. You didn't say yes. You didn't say yes. Herb, you didn't say yes yet.
Okay.
Herb, you didn't say yes yet. I'm sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
We can talk about it in concert.
Can you hold on, Phil? Jerry, are you going to get root beer? Are you going to get root beer?
I need to get back.
Hold on just a minute. Are you going to get root beer? I'm Phil Henry. I'm talking to Phil Henry.
Would you shut up? Just shut up, will you? There you go. There you go.
Man, you got it now. David Hall is going to be mad at you.
He did the same thing. He did the same thing.
Why'd you tell her to shut up?
Because she wouldn't shut up. That's why I told her to shut up. Why did I tell her to shut up? She wouldn't shut up. Oh, Phil. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Well, you know he's going to call in.
Yeah, sure. I know he's going to call in. That guy cannot... He can't miss an opportunity, that guy. Where's he at? Yeah, David.
All right, so you tell me that I was being cruel to her, and you just told her to shut up. You just now told her. I heard it on the show. I heard it on the radio. In fact, I taped it. You told her to shut up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I told her to shut up.
So what were you giving me a hard time for?
I was giving you a hard time because, you know...
Yeah, that's what I thought. You got no reason to come at me. You just told that old lady to shut up. And in the process, she's probably in her house right now contemplating suicide.
And I doubt it.
You doubt it, huh? Let me tell you something. If I get a news report tomorrow about some old lady that talks too much is suddenly hanging from a noose someplace, and I don't find that funny. But some old lady that blathers on and on and on and on, just blah-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, and then the next day they find her swinging from a rope. You don't think she did that on purpose.
Well, did you say suicide or not?
Now I'm thinking about it. And I'm telling you...
Well, what does that mean, now you're thinking about it?
I think maybe that herb or whatever it is. You imagine living with that? Next day she's just...
Get out of here. All right, if you get her back, Bud...
Yeah, I'm trying to call her.
Call her back. Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her that I'll do everything in my power to talk about whatever the hell it is she wants to talk about. What she wants to talk about. The Colorado thing, we're not going to talk about just yet. Okay, I've made up my mind. We're not going to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about big news?
I don't give a damn if it's big news. We're not going to talk about it yet. Now, maybe we'll talk about guns. Maybe. Maybe we'll talk about people that are mentally unbalanced. That's something we know a little bit about. But we're not going to pick up, we're not going to use it as bit material, if that's what you guys are trying to tell me. It ain't going to happen. All right, 877-876-7445. Phil, yeah?
It's back on line two, and get on, no, it's her brother, I think. But anyway, she said that there's going to be...
Hello?
yeah, Phil, it's Jerry Deauville, and let me say, you know, I'm Karen's brother-in-law. I don't ask whether to say she's going to be okay, you know, we don't about to talk too much.
Are you, Jerry, are you her brother-in-law?
Yes, sir, I'm brother-in-law, and I'm her brother. She can't have a brother.
She's the what?
She gave up on the brother. And so I just say that she on that thing. She's going to be okay.
Okay.
You do that?
I didn't hear you. So if you could say that again, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said that Karen, she about sister-in-law. You know, she never had a God of Bone. She's got a Kit Kat laying and a Kit Kat. You understand that?
No, sir, I don't. I...
Let me turn. I got to get turn the TV. Turn that down,
Hurt.
I'll turn that damn thing down.
How do they?
I said, okay, you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, I'm sorry, Bill. I said, Karen, she's going to be all right. I got Zetalid and a couple of they tested cinnamon. So when I tell her, Lucy, here I am, Mom. Jay? And,
yeah, okay.
All right. Oh, so you agree?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. What about that? So you meet me for dinner. I'd like that.
No, I'm not going to meet you for dinner.
That's what you just said.
Well, I didn't understand you.
Then why'd you say yes?
Because I was just trying to get him out of here, will you? I swear to God, bud.
What's wrong with you anyway? Yeah, about to lose it, man.
I'm going to kill somebody. I don't care who. Anybody close to me tonight, I'm going to kill him. You, Robert, somebody's going to die.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not going to talk to some guy. I don't even know what the guy's talking about. What the hell happened to our TV, man? Phil TV went bonkers. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Good God.
Truth
Phil Hendry Show.
Is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you sit him out, Wally Hade. I got a bond mark.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. By the way, hit up the podcast. It's our free podcast. We do three a week, something like that. I think we might even up it to four a week. It's the free Phil Hendry podcast. And if you haven't listened to, if you haven't accessed our website, it gives you an example of some of the things that we do. We've got one that is up right now. Episode 22 is just a pre-show rant that I went into. And, you know, check it out. It's available at iTunes and elsewhere. Also, you can access it through our homepage at philhendryshow.com by hitting the podcast banner. I'm not going to go into any more conversation about whether or not we ought to be on, you know, whether we should be talking about what's happening in Colorado. No, we're not going to. The discussion about guns and that kind of crap, I suppose, you know, that you could. We could take a few phone calls. We got a line here. And it's R.C. from last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is, you're a military academy cadet, R.C., right?
Oh, that's correct, Mr. Henry. And by the way, I just want to say that I thought that you handled everything really good with that lady. I think that lady was probably out of line one talking about everything that she said.
Well, she wanted to see some police photos, and I don't know what kind of discussion group they have.
Well, a lot of civilians, and I say civilian only because from what we do at the military academy, and I've been here, you know, since my freshman year, and our training is primarily, as you would well believe, paramilitary. But we do see the civilian population from the standpoint of how they are going to be, reacting to the different stressful things that there is. And
all right. So, but the point is that she wanted to see some graphic pictures. And we said no. And
But the reason why I called up, Mr. Henry, is that's what a lot of people wanted to see after wartime. And I've seen pictures that are appropriate after wartime, but they're not Americans. And that's the part that I would say is the best one. And
what I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that you have seen what?
I've seen photographs of, like, Japanese and Germans, and it's pretty, most people would not be able to handle it. Hold on, what? And
all right, let's fine. I don't know that we want to talk about graphic photographs of violence. And I don't think that any of that has anything to do with that discussion. This discussion has more to do with...
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That old lady was probably... I think the old lady was way out of line wanting to see the gruesomeness of it, you know.
All right, well, that's fine. Let's not talk about her now, because I just don't want to. What I want to talk about was this idea that you have looked at photographs of dead Japanese and Germans.
Yes, sir. That's on account of to get used to battle and to see what is done, how it's done and everything. And
how it's done?
Yes, sir. Because if you're going to be in battle, you want to see how it got done. And
how what got done?
How the enemy soldier was there, the word that, what did Commandant Wehrman use the other day, Watson?
Talked about a dispatch what?
That's when you dispatch him.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Right. So if you want to look and see how it got done.
Yeah. There, do that.
Hey, Mr. Henry?
Is that Watson kid?
Yeah, it's Watson. Hey, say hi to Mr. Henry.
Hello?
Hey, Watson, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, Watson, you know, not for nothing, man, but are you, you're okay, right?
Uh-huh.
Because the last time you were on the show, I heard you say that you thought Michael Myers was your bitch.
Uh-huh.
No, that's what he says.
Okay, so you don't really believe that Michael Myers exists, do you?
No.
I don't believe that at all.
Okay, let me just talk to him, okay?
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Watson, let him have it.
Okay, so you know that Michael Myers is a TV character.
No, he's on the movie.
He's a movie character.
Uh-huh.
All right, but he doesn't scare you.
No.
Yeah. All right, let me have it. That's Watson. And
okay, yeah, so I got it. Michael Myers is my bitch.
Yeah, ever since he's seen the new Halloween, or not Halloween, well, yeah, Halloween. What was the one? What was the one with the new? Yeah, it was the new, was it the new Friday that, no, it was.
The new Friday.
What did you talk about? Halloween? It was the new Halloween, the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay, I know the one you're talking about. Then he got into the big fight with a guy in a can. There were two big guys, and that's Watson.
Yeah, that's Watson. He's badass. So yeah.
Okay, well that's fine. And congratulations on all those pictures of Japanese and dead Germans. And that's how you got to, you know.
Well, yeah, that's how you figure out how to do it when you look at a picture of the way the guy looks, how dead he is. How'd he get dead? The only way you know how that a guy got dead is when you look at the picture, right?
There was one Japanese. He got dead. He only had one leg left. That's it.
Yeah, there was one picture. It was pretty gruesome. It was from World War, II?
World War One.
World War One. This Japanese guy in the Pacific. And
that was World War II.
World War II, Mr. Henry said.
That was World War One.
What was World War One?
World War One was a different world war, man. It was a different time.
Okay, I mean, God.
Well, it does, Japanese World War
One. Watson says it was World War One where they invaded Iwo Jima or whatever that's called.
Iwo Jima, and it was World War II. You guys are in a military academy? You got to be kidding me.
It says it's World War II.
What was Iwo Jima?
What was Iwo Jima?
Huh?
Iwo Jima or?
Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what he's talking about. What was Guadalcanal?
Yeah, Guadalcanal. Give me that.
Here's Watson.
Mr. Henry?
Yeah, Watson.
What's Guadalcanal?
Guadalcanal was Guadalcanal. It ain't Guadalcanal, okay? Well, have a little bit of respect. You know, a lot of really good soldiers died there.
I know. I was honoring them at Guadalcanal.
We did a whole Guadalcanal study on it, too.
Yeah, well, guess what, man? You're pronouncing it wrong. It's Guadalcanal, and it was Iwo Jima, and it was World War II.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, in the pictures that we've seen, it was just one leg. It was a Japanese leg, and that's it. And that's how we learn how the guy got killed. It. When you take a look at how it got...
Well, how do you figure a guy got killed if he's got one leg?
Well, I mean, Watson and I talked about it, and we studied up on it. We figured that he got opened it up on with probably a Marine Corps machine gun or something, and just blasted away the rest of him. The only thing that's left is a leg.
That's been.
The Marines are good at them, machine guns. And
do you think maybe it was a hand grenade or an explosive or something like that? I don't want to talk about this. All I want to say is congratulations on the marvelous time that you're having there at Bradley Military Academy. It's called Guadalcanal. It ain't Guadalcanal, and it ain't Bebo Bima or whatever the hell it was you said. It's Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima. That's the one we had a hard time with, remember?
Yeah,
okay. We're going to get some more frozen yogurt. We're going to go back. We've got to finish the study on it. And By the way, Mr. Henry, thank you last night for that song the lady sang, I've Never Been to Me. I thought it was Bimini, too, just what that was she that she was saying. That was pretty funny, too, about that.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
All right, so...
Yeah, you talk about stupid.
Well, you know something? There's nothing those guys said that I ain't heard around here.
What are you talking about, Wawa Canal? Yeah, Wawa Canal.
Wawa Canal?
Ain't that it? I guess it ain't it.
Yeah, you made a mistake, man.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did, man. All right, so, by the way, a follow-up on... there is one story that I should mention to you. Because it's the subject, as is so many stories that are really important, that are pivotal, and that get reported a lot, misinformation. This guy in Colorado supposedly mailed a notebook to Colorado University. ABC or Fox, no, it was Fox, erroneously reported that it got there well before this man shooting people. It got there afterwards, so Fox... Join the ranks of those that we misreport, you decide. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.